Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your guest, award-winning host, Jessica R. Bunovich.
Can I be a guest? Oh my gosh.
How are you, Jess?
Happy December, Max.
Happy December. Happy holidays.
Your house
looks beautiful.
I know. I decorated my house. There's nothing else to do. We're in lockdown. So all I do is decorate the house. It's over-decorated.
It's wonderful. Jess, you look beautiful. What's going on with your skin and your eyebrows?
Oh my gosh. I know, my eyebrows and my skin. We're going to talk about my eyebrows today. That's our topic for today. But my skin, oh my gosh, it's going to be on my favorite things. Wait till next Monday, what I'm doing for my face. But crazy, Max, do you see this? Look, now it's not moving. And there's nothing that I'm doing. Seriously, even my husband was like, wait, I think I want to do what you're doing. So now he's...
Yes, it looks amazing, but it doesn't even look like you had anything done. What was it?
I don't even know. I forgot what it's called.
It's amazing. But Jess, so many things are happening as the holidays. Are you getting the house together? I mean, it looks so beautiful.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's what I did. And you know those small little houses with those small...
Yeah, the little village.
Yeah, the little village. I did that for the first time. I've been wanting to do that, but I did it for the first time. I collected it from my in-laws, you know, we don't have to buy it. And I decorated it on my own. So nice. I'm very, very, I'm obsessed with it. So.
So cute.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy, but of course it's very holidays. But what can we do? We're in lockdown for 3 weeks, the whole of California, even Orange County, even Ventura County, they're all closed. So you know what? Let's just appreciate this time with our family. Seriously.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So Jess, tell us about the show today. We have a really good show and we also have a giveaway happening and you have two wonderful guests, one coming in all the way from Australia. Melbourne.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I love this. I mean, I've been wanting to guest her on the show for the longest time because her, you know, her passion in teaching, you know, she built a business and at the same time helping women build their own business. You know what I mean? It's like a, what do you call it? It's like a pyramid, but it's like, is that what you call it? Pyramid? But
no, not even. It's women helping women.
Women helping women. So there's no money involved. I mean, of course you have to go to a class, but I just love, you know, like how I have seen a friend of mine, Nikki, who was on our show last week. She opened two salons of eyebrows because she went to this guest of ours today. So, and she's giving away this amazing deep facial cleansing brush. She will explain to us. It's so good. My gosh. I mean, and then you can use this for your eyes as well. So she will explain everything today. But before we start our show, I want to send my condolences to Wendy Williams. Her mother just passed away today, right, Max? Today? Not too long ago. So condolences from the Polish Woman team to you, Miss Wendy Williams. So for our episode for today is building a business and growing a community. So really helping other women. If your actions create a legacy that inspires others to be more, then you are an excellent leader. From Dolly Parton. Gosh, I love this. Dolly! Yeah, from billionaire Dolly Parton. My gosh. I know she's from rags to riches. Oh my God. Yeah. She built a business as well, but you know what? She used her talent. So this is what we are sharing with you today. So each and every one of us has at some point had an idea about what we do if the circumstances in our life were even a little different. Maybe you've thought about going to school to get a degree so you can change your career. Well, that's not going to be me. Maybe you toyed with the idea of trying to grow your hobby into business, or maybe you already have a business and have been hesitant about expanding because you're not sure if you have enough money or time or finances. All of these are valid concerns, but just for a moment, I want to close your eyes and think about what may be really holding you back. If it's money, is there a less expensive way? If it's education, are there free or low-cost classes that you can take at your own pace, of course? And if it's time, is there any way for you to restructure your day? The answers to these questions won't always be easy, that they may be different than what you thought before. And you may find that your dream is closer to an achievable reality than you think. You know, actually, if you don't have time, this is the time to actually start a business. Think. The owner of Zappos, he just passed away recently, like Max, a few days ago, I believe. And he defined success. Jewel wrote, I think Jewel, and he actually asked Jewel, how do you define success? She answered, but it was not really clear. But then she asked back this guy, and he said, you know, the secret to success is giving everything that you have, even if you lose everything. Which means, you know, financials. So if you are thinking, you know, you don't have too much money, whatever, if you believe in your business, if you believe in whatever, you know, in your gut, you believe in what you're doing, who cares? You can always earn money. So use your money. That's what I'm doing with the e-commerce. Yeah, he died last November 20. So what's his name again, Max? I forgot. Tony. Yeah, his name is Tony. Yeah, Tony Hayes. He's the owner of CEO of Zappos or something. Anyway, so I want to get to the very, very inspiring, incredible Daria Chupriz, a woman who has taken her passions for beauty, mentorship, and lifestyle coaching and turned it into a profitable and successful business, and is helping others to do the same. Permanent Makeup Studio Academy in Beverly Hills. She's literally the epitome of brows, right? Hey, Daria!
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the Polished One. Thank you so much. I know you're so busy. You're giving birth soon and you still came to our show. And, you know, I've been wanting to guest you on my show since last year.
I know, we've been talking about it for a long while, you know, so I'm glad we're finally doing it.
Yeah, here we are. I'm really very inspired with the story, your story, and how you actually, as I've mentioned a while ago, your business, you're doing a business, you know, of course, making money off of it, making this an empire, but at the same time, you're helping women achieve their dreams as well and making a business on their own. So,
yes.
I mean, this is a good example, literally, of loving one another and helping one another, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we help clients to feel and look beautiful, you know, 24/7, and we help students so they can also have their own business and they can be their own bosses. And I think I found my passion in inspiring others the most, you know, like, so this is the topic that I'm very excited to talk about. And thank you for giving me this opportunity.
I know, that's what we do here. Max, isn't she so polished? I mean, I think Daria is like a polished woman. Look at her. She's so pretty. And when you go to, I've been to her salon so many times and she's always like polished. She's always beautiful.
Yeah, I like this dress style.
Yeah. Okay. Can you mention first where your salon is for the people who are watching and listening to our show?
So we're in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. We've been here for 6 years now since we moved in the United States. And I mean, do you need the actual address or?
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, it's 8500 Wilshire Boulevard. So it's on Wilshire and La Cienega Corner. I mean, we can put the information.
Yeah, we'll put all the information. Okay. When you began your beauty career, what in the permanent makeup field, or were you or were you doing something else? Were you already in the permanent, you know, did you start with brows? Because you told me, okay, you came to America, English is your second language as well, and you mm-hmm. came here with nothing as well, right? How did you start?
Before I moved here, I already been in beauty industry. I already been doing permanent makeup for a while. Mm-hmm. And I kind of built a little bit my name on the forums and, like, you know, the Facebook groups, and I was posting work there. So people were kind of aware of me and my work. And mm-hmm. like, I needed to act very fast because there were people asking, like, oh, I would like to learn, you know? So, like, there were students, like, already waiting for me to be able to teach.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Uh-huh. So what made you, where did you come from?
Let me start from the first and most important that, like, I think that's what changed my life completely is when I discovered the movie Secret, you know, the law of attraction. And I think that's been the most, you know, like, fascinating change in my life and the turn that it took. We just got married with my husband, and like less than a year after that, we discovered, my friend, she gave me this DVD with The Secret, and I watched it. I'm like, that's interesting. And we found it in Greek because my husband is Greek, and we watched it together. And I kind of started, like, testing it and playing with it, kind of like, to see if it's working or not. And then
How did you test it?
I mean, like, going to the bank and having an appointment to see a client. Not a client. I had a Pilates appointment. Nothing, like, serious, but... I was running late, and I'm like, no, I'm going to make it. And then the girl who's receptionist, she was in the line in the bank before me, and I just gave her money, and she paid for me and made it for Pilates, you know? Like, so it was like... And then the first store that we rented, I passed, you know, like, and we found it, and we give a call, and the price was good, but they said that someone else is about to rent it. And then we call back, and it was rented. Okay. I took, like, my mother-in-law, like, after maybe a couple of weeks or maybe months, and we passed by, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like this place is going to be mine, you know?
Wow.
And then, one or 2 months later, I passed and they said the lease sign again
on the
price was even better than the first time. And we got it.
So,
like, you know, like, things like this started to feel more intrigued and, like, started to really implement it in our lives. And that's how I also found myself, like, getting into beauty industry, because when we got married with my husband, he didn't want me to work for someone. He said, we need to find something where you can be your own boss, you know.
Good.
So we've been searching and looking for different, like, options, like, even security doors, you know. Like, one friend of us, he had manufactured, so we were thinking maybe to open a front store, you know, like, store, you know, where to sell them, you know, different options. And then I was in my mother country, Belarus, that's where I'm from, visiting my family and friends. And my girlfriend, they were wearing lash extensions. And I was like, what's that? It's something, like, so new. I had never heard about it in Greece, you know, like, I never saw it before. So they told me, and I started looking into it. I called my husband, and I'm like, what do you think about this idea? And he's like, it sounds crazy, but I like it. You know, because back then, like, it's been like 12 years ago. Nobody was doing lash extensions. It was so new, you know, like now, like,
So you started with lashes extension before?
I started with lash extensions, yes. And then I went to makeup school. And, like, once you different, like, conferences and trade shows, like, I became their distributor, like, showcasing their products and everything. So once you're there, like, it was, like, automatically bringing me toward the permanent makeup.
Yes.
And then that's where I found, like, myself, like, really passionate, like, really liking it. The money are good, you know, like, it's better than lashes. I really enjoy doing it because it's artistic, you know, and I'm creative person.
And you're very creative as well.
Yeah, like, I'm doing, like, painting sometimes, like, and, like, drawings. Like, now I'm working on, like, moss art, crystal paintings. You know, like, so this is what I like about doing permanent makeup, because it's artistic. Like, you do something permanent on faces, you know, for
no, I'm telling you, I mean, Daria, my husband loves it. Like, he doesn't know that I did my lips. And he was like, why is it early in the morning? I feel like you have lipstick, but you really don't. I said, no, I don't have lipstick. It's just lip. And of course, I don't tell him everything that I do. So, but he thinks I'm always like sultry and sexy.
I think it's life changing for many women.
No, it is. Wait, hold on. We have a Twitter question. What is the one thing from The Secret? What is that? From The Secret that you implement into your daily life?
I mean, definitely the positive thinking and positive, like, vibes. I think it comes naturally to my personality also, so it's easy for me to adapt, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely, like, just going kind of with, like, yeah, wherever it's happen for the best.
Yes.
Like, keeping, like, always a positive thing, like, side to look at the things, even if something like very difficult coming up or some like really bad happening to me, I always try to find that it's happening for the best. And it's always been like that, you know, like if you look at the situation, like after 1 month or maybe sometimes after 1-2 years, you will understand that that happened because, you know, like for this and this reason, and that helped you get where you are now.
Yes.
So positive thinking. And then like, I do have vision board.
Yeah.
There are so many things that like came to life, you know, from this vision board. Well, like me and my husband, we do both together, like one vision board. He has like his side. Yeah. I have my side, you know, like,
and
we
I
have
love
like,
it.
Like jewelry and like my car and like, and it's fascinating, you know, like we moved in the United States 6 years ago. We just actually got our citizenship. Like,
wait, what? Congratulations!
Costas like literally had the old ceremony today in the morning.
What? Oh my gosh, that's so good. Congratulations.
But yeah, like after maybe 3 years, we were able to buy a house, like very nice house. Not my dream house, to be honest. Yeah. I have bigger dreams.
Yeah.
But yeah, like very nice house. We got our vacational house recently now during the COVID.
Wow.
So I think we like the law of attraction like really, really change our lives, and like it's still bringing amazing adventures.
For some of you who just tuned in, you're listening to Polish Woman, and our guest for today is Daria Chupris. You know, for those of you who just listened, Daria here is like, you know, I was just telling Max today, every single one that does eyebrow, they know you. Like, you're just so popular in that industry. And it's crazy that, oh yeah, I've heard about her class. Like, I have not spoken to anybody that does not know you, and that, you know, they all know. And they were like, and they're always like, oh, I was going to call her and go to her class. You know, it's just amazing. And you teach, how many times do you teach in a week?
Well, now it's different story.
Yes, I know. Last year.
But normally we have one class per month.
Okay.
You know, like, and we used to have like up to 12 students. Now we're definitely downsizing and like changing the structure of our classes.
Yeah.
Still, for me, it's important to provide the best education I can give to my students. Like, I'm not cutting the corners. Like, there are a lot of like 2 days trainings where you cannot like learn can you imagine doing permanent makeup on someone just learning in 1 or 2 days?
Yeah.
So try to make it as intensive and as like affordable because of the circumstances for my students. But yeah, we used to have like once per month classes.
Okay, so once a month. Speaking of students, I want to call one of her students that actually made it big now in Australia, right? And her name, let us welcome Elle Defterios. Hey, Elle. Yeah. She's joining us now, and she She's from Melbourne, Australia. Hey, Elle.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank
Hi.
You. Oh, my gosh. She had to wake up early, super early to be with us today. So thank you so much.
Indeed.
And you know, so Elle, so you're one of those, you're one of the students that actually got so much from dark places in Australia. I mean, what made you go to this? I mean, are you originally from Australia? Did you come here to go to her class? Wow.
Yeah. So basically, I searched high and low for a good 12 months to find a good training academy. Yeah. And I didn't like how they trained in Australia. I didn't feel they were giving, you know, enough information, support, a long enough course.
Yeah.
And when I found Daria, I was blown away. So I did a lot of research, yeah?
Yeah.
So I inquired, they accepted, and I said to my husband, we're off, we're going to LA.
Oh, my gosh. And then, but what inspired you to get into this business? Well, were you always in beauty business?
I wasn't. So a long time ago, back in the day I was, mm-hmm. you know, I used to do waxing nails and things like that. And then I stopped. I got into the corporate world mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I'm not a 9-to-5 person.
Yeah.
I liked a bit more balance in life. Yeah. Yes. And I wanted to do my own thing. Yes. I didn't want to work for somebody else. I was overworking for somebody else, going to work, doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I actually had my brows done and I had a bad experience. So, So I thought, you know what, this is interesting. I want to see and get involved and see what's involved. And then I just did my research and I was like, I want to do this. So that's pretty much what inspired me. I just wanted to be my own boss.
Wow, this is amazing.
Same here.
I know. So Daria, how many sessions did you give for women who are listening right now? How many sessions did you give Elle, you know, especially knowing that she's from out of town, she's out of the country.
So we have a setup class. She mm-hmm. was in the class that I was actually pregnant with my first kiddo.
Wow.
4 years ago, a little bit over 4 years ago. And it was really special class because I had Elle, who is the student. We became really good friends. And I have another friend, Vanessa. She was also, she's friend with Elle, and I became friends with her. And
oh
then
my
there,
gosh.
There were so many girls like Manu from Italy and Narvali from Caribbeans. And like, they're all made it like really good, you know, like
wow.
and did an amazing job. It was like really special class for me because like there are so many wonderful ladies there.
And it was a very special class.
Yeah.
It is.
It's been like a week-long class. Like we had our structure, you know, like day by day. Like they work on life models and everything. So she stayed for a week. And then she came a couple of times more. Because
a lot more times.
So, I mean, Elle, what drew you to Daria's studio and academy in particular? What do you think is the best lesson that you have, you know, learned from her and from her academy?
Oh, my God. I've learned so many lessons from her mm-hmm. and her academy. It's just I get really emotional when I talk about this because it's changed my life. You know, like she's not just a mentor.
Yeah.
She looks after everybody on all different levels. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. she inspires us. You know, I remember our class and we cried at the end of our class because you think about 7-8 days from morning till night, every single day together. And then at the end to go, you know what, ladies, you're ready to go. And you literally are ready to start. Wow. However, I just kept coming back. I wanted more mentoring. I probably wasn't the best in the whole class. I'd like to.
She's a great result actually on how if you have goals, if you have passion for something that you can achieve, because she wasn't a good student in the class. She wasn't like very talented from the beginning. And now I'm so proud of her. She's doing so amazing. You know, like she's actually going to be my trainer in Australia now.
Wow.
You know?
So it just goes to show
that
if you have dreams and aspirations and inspirations, and I think if you have a really good mentor, I think you can achieve anything. So for me, I was very lucky that Dario and I were drawn to one another. I don't know why so much, but she just inspired me, not only for my career and my business that I wanted to build, but as a person.
Yeah. That's so good. I mean, that's so good. Elle, thank you for sharing that. I mean, Daria, how do you feel? I mean, when you see the success of your former, you know, students, how does it make you feel? Isn't that so amazing? You know, Elle, the same thing that you felt when I first met her. I've always felt there's something special about this girl because
very special.
Yeah, because my friend who was a guest here last week was the one who brought me when she did her class, and I went to her and I said there's just something about her. And then I went back again and I said I really want to guest you on the show because I feel like you're helping a lot of people and they just become successful off of it. You know what I mean? So how do you feel about this, Daria?
Yeah.
I mean, my students are my pride because if they succeed, it's also success for myself. You know, like I'm really like enjoying seeing them posting beautiful pictures, beautiful work to have like good success and make good money, you know, like and help women because like, our profession is not only just like money making, it's just that we're helping, like literally we're helping clients to feel and look beautiful, have a confidence every day, you know, like, and also it's a really good reward, you know, like money wise.
Yeah, so, I think
seeing them succeed and having appointments and having their own businesses. I do have like some students that are also trainers now, you know, like it's great. It's amazing, you know, like to just like observing how like they build from zero ground, you know, like years, you know, like going higher and higher.
You've actually built this whole beauty community.
It's
crazy.
And I just say, you know,
it's amazing.
You know why I think Daria is so successful and so different to so many other mentors? Because she literally lifts her students up. Like, it's not like she's up here and they're down here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's here and she lifts you up to be above her. Like, she wants to see you rise and be successful and have an amazing, you know, career and business. Like, I went from nothing to amazing. Like, I never thought I could dream this big. You know, I live a life that I live now because of Daria, really.
Wow, this is your passion
too, and
of course
you wanted it,
and hard work, right?
Working hard on it.
Yeah. About this whole permanent makeup, you know, for women who are, you know, out there and, you know, wants to be beautiful. I think this is actually the time that they should be doing it because you're really not doing anything. So I mean, what is the difference between what is that? What do you call that other type of eyebrow as of
microblading?
Yeah, the microblading, to the permanent, the ombre, the permanent, semi-permanent makeup.
I mean, it's just different styles of techniques. They're both permanent, you know, like they can last like from 3 to 5 years.
Yes.
We recommend our clients to come for yearly color boost, you know, yearly touch up, because like it's fading over time and you just want a little bit. You're coming actually.
Yeah, I'm coming next week.
Like for a year to touch up, because like, you know, like you need to have this like boost, little bit color. You can still see the color even like after 3-4 years still, you know. And then it's for different styles and for different skin types also, because it's important to understand that, you know, like the skin quality play a huge role in our healed results and how the color will retain. Mm-hmm. So for some people who don't have like very smooth and like very dry skin, microblading will not work very well, you know, for poured and oily skin. The strokes won't stay crisp and they will look powdery anyway. So we recommend the ombre. it's just like different styles. But yeah, we do like with permanent makeup, you can do eyebrows, which is bestseller. You can do like definitely like the microblading or ombre eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then you can do eyeliner.
Yes.
Eyeliner.
That you have, right?
Like lash line where it will be invisible, or you can do wing, or I'm also like kind of make my name with the dusty liner where it's wing eyeliner, and then it has like a shading, so it's like very sexy and nice.
Nice.
And then you can do lip tattooing also. And
yes.
Specialize in natural results. In general, I don't like to do something like that. It's like too obvious and like too colors. I like it to be soft and natural, where you cannot really tell that you have permanent makeup. That's where it's the biggest success for me. Because if you walk in the door and I can tell, oh, your eyebrows are microblading, that's not good.
That's not good. Oh, okay.
People should not see it. It should be, you know, like your like natural look, and you wake up like this. And
I hate it when I see someone that's like super square. You know what I mean? Like it's like... drawn into, I hate that, but that's why I love going to you. So wait, so for Elle, for someone like you, can you advise all these women, you know, who are out of the country and wanna, you know, go to Daria's? How many days, or you know, is 1 week enough or 2 weeks enough, you know, to go to Daria's class? I mean, from your experience,
so if they're taking the class, I think a good 2 weeks is enough.
Okay.
I always go and take 3 weeks because I just like to stay and spend time.
Yeah.
With the family. So
you stay at my house when she's coming now.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I stay with them, so I get to spend time with them. So, you know, but I think 2 weeks, 2 weeks is enough. You know,
they do their,
if they don't want 2 weeks and they just want to do the class and leave, then a week is enough.
Yeah. Well, do you someday hope to be in a position similar to Daria's where you're able to share your knowledge with others in Australia?
Of course. I never thought that I was ever going to do a podcast. This is like the first time. So, you know, of course.
Amazing.
Watching her on stage inspires, I think, all of us. So there were 9 of us in my class. We all watch her. We all follow her. We all love her. And we all go, oh, we need to do that. We need to be like her. You know?
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. That's good to hear. So Daria, aside from the permanent makeup and all the stuff that you're doing and all the beauty, now you have this amazing products, right? Yeah. Now you have 3 products that are for the Auri, Pearl, and Crystal.
Pearl and Crystal. So these specific 3 products are skincare tools.
Okay.
The big dream of mine that I've been working, like actually when I was pregnant with my first kid, like 4 years ago, that I had the idea about the Darkies brand, you know, like we're still into the working, and we had to postpone the launch of the product because of the COVID, because it's for traveling. It's going to be something really, really special.
Yeah.
For now, we have the skincare tools. In general, the Darkies dream and vision is to bring luxurious beauty tools and accessories.
Okay.
Just like, you know, products where, you know, like creams or serums, but like actual tools and accessories.
Okay.
We just launched it before quarantine. So it wasn't like the fortune time, but we're doing really good. Our products are very popular among the estheticians also, like, and like for home use, of course. And then we have 3 tools for now, which is the brush that we're giving away.
Yes, we're giving this away, ladies.
Yes, it's a silicone brush. Mm-hmm. You put batteries inside, batteries included, and then, you know, you cleanse your face. And then from the other side, it has heated eye massage. So if you push it tight and give it a couple of, like, you know, like maybe 15 seconds to warm up, you can also, like, use it for your eyes, like, a little bit relaxing. And, like, after that, apply your cream, because when it's warm up, the cream will penetrate better in your skin.
Nice. I was trying to figure it out. I said, how do I get the, you know, for the eyes? So that's what it is. Okay. All right.
So the unique about our Dark Case products is that they're very luxurious, very high quality, you know, like beautiful aesthetically.
Yeah.
Like this is like our ultrasonic exfoliation spatula. It's 24 karat gold plated.
Oh.
Like really? Yeah. Really? It has like this magnet on the...
Daria, Max said he wants one.
Actually...
That's so good.
Yeah, actually, you know, like we had... I have one esthetician, Shekinah, and she's using our products in her treatment room. And she's saying that this is amazing for men too, because it can go in the beard area also and get all the input dirt much better. Because we cannot like really get very well with our
pinks,
of course. And then these like silicone brushes, they can do amazing job.
Okay.
And then we have this gua sha, which is also gold plated massage tool, very trendy, very popular, and we have very unique style. There is no like 24 karat gua shas on the market. They are mostly made from the stone.
Okay. And oh,
like, very unique. Yeah, like very beautiful. I always had a passion for beautiful things. I have a passion for jewelry, you know, like and I was inspired by jewelry, you know, brands when I was building this.
I was just going to ask you what inspired you to do all of this.
Yeah. Like, I like everything shiny and gold. I'm a Leo, you know, like, and we do like to, you know, like everything gold. And
I know this, that everything sparkly.
And this brand definitely represents my aesthetics and my, you know, like my personality.
So what is the retail value for the people who are watching?
Our cleansing brush, it's $119.
Okay.
And we're giving it away. I don't know how you want to do it.
Yes, I will announce this. Okay, for women out there who are watching right now, I will give it, we will give this away, Max, when? December 21st, right? This is our Christmas gift to all of you ladies. Hi. We want you to DM us an inspiring story, how you started your business, just like how Daria started. So, yeah, I want and have a chance to be featured and be a guest on our show, The Polished Woman Show.
Yay.
So DM us on
Thanks
The Polished
beauty.
Woman. Yeah. Women inspiring women. Wait, there's a Twitter question again here. What do you tell women who are watching right now and thinking they want to do this? So, you know, what to start a school or start a class or a business?
So first of all, for me, it's important to like sit down and to really understand what you want. Don't jump into something if you don't have really like a call for it, you know, like you're just doing it because of the money. But because some students, they saw that permanent makeup became so popular and it's like very good money making, you know, business, so they're jumping into it just to make money. So
yeah,
you need to find, you know, and tune in with yourself and like tell yes, I want to do it. It's something that I really like. It's you know, like I like because it's creative. I like because, you know, we're helping women. And then of course the fact that we're making money is like should come also. But first of all, it need to be coming from your soul if it's something for you. Right?
Yeah, you really have to be passionate about it. Yeah.
You need to. I always inspire my students. And when I do like some conferences and I'm a speaker, or we're doing refreshers or reunions, or like even the classes, I like to tell them that, you know, like you need to visualize where you want to get it and how you want to get it. Like, you don't need to know how, but like where you want. Like, do you want a solo studio? Do you want to have a reception? Do you want to be a trainer? Do you want to, you know, like to work just with like some doctors and plastic surgeons and just like going there to their studio? So like just sit there and visualize where you want to get it. So that's how the law of attraction works. Like the universe, if you don't have clear image what you want, universe cannot help you because it cannot see it. So you need also to clarify for yourself where you want to get and like what are your goals and what are yes. your dreams. Wow. And then I mean, there are many different like schools for permanent makeup. It became very, yes. very popular. Just do your research. Yeah. Like I strongly recommend something like more than 2 days for sure, you know? Yeah. And it needs to be a reputable school with good reviews and, you know, good, good reputation.
Yes, of course.
And I'm really proud about our reputation because we built for this year's like 6 years we were here in the United States. We built a really good reputation about our school.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think this the first steps, and then it's all coming with experience and practice. So practice, yeah. You don't be in a rush and don't expect yourself to be very good from the very beginning. It's going to take a couple of years for sure to get better and better, to build your portfolio, to practice, to get experience. I'm still learning every day from my clients, you know, wow. and my students. Yeah, like that's different, so different skin every time. Yeah, different situation, you know, yeah. like different, like, yeah. like, you know, sometimes like
we repair
some scar yeah. tissue, or we're working yeah. with, you know, like alopecia clients. So it's a yeah. learning process.
It's a learning process. Elle, I want to yeah. ask you before we go. Oh my gosh, it's already, we're almost done. Elle, before we let you go, what advice can you, you know, give our listeners and watchers, you know, how to start this, how, I mean, just an advice from you who, you know, came all the way here and you did it, like, you now you're successful and good job, girl. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like what Daria said, like, you've got to do your research and you have to practice. Like, don't think once you've done a course, you've made it, you know, don't think, you know, you're the best. There's always room for improvement. Right. And there's always room to learn. So I'm a very ambitious person. So I like to push myself. And, you know, I pushed myself. I am where I am today, obviously, because, yeah, like Daria said before, I worked very hard. And you've got to be prepared to put in the hard work to get to where we are today. Where I am.
Yeah. I want to ask this quick, was fear ever
absolutely
ever yes
yeah. Yeah. I was very scared, but you know, I used to always tell Daria, I am so petrified, like, what if I can't do it, what if I can't get there? And she said, you know, the one piece of advice I remember she told me was, if you're going to keep letting that fear, like she said, like the law of attraction, if you're going to keep letting that fear be in front of you, it's just going to block you. So I had to change my thoughts, my ways, my vision, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to believe in yourself.
And don't feed your fears, feed your dream.
That's right.
Nice. I love
that. There you go. I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, how about you, Daria? What did you ever have any fear when you were just starting?
Of course, you know, like, and moving from different countries, and like, I actually did twice a move. I moved from Belarus to Greece.
Yeah.
And I built my business there. And when we're actually moving from Greece to United States, I had a very successful business going on, and we still have our academy and studio in Greece.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of a little bit scary, but you know, what was the most like powerful law of attraction things that happen, it's yeah. when we won the green card lottery. So have you
what
heard about, yeah, yeah. They I don't know if they still do it, but they used to give like about 50,000
yeah.
green cards for all over the world.
Wow.
Each country like some percentage. Uh-huh. And we're lucky enough, my husband won, and then automatically I'm getting, you know, like green card because as his wife. So we won the green card lottery. But before that,
wow.
I was preparing preparing for this. I was learning English. We were putting money aside, you know, like we wanted to come. We had a big, you know, like dream and passion. I was obsessed with the idea of like moving into in Los Angeles, you know, yeah. specifically Los Angeles. We came here a couple of times before that. We tried to go to many lawyers. Like it wasn't like easy, you know, to yeah. find the way. So for me, the best way was to win the green card lottery.
Wow.
And I was really obsessed about this idea. And then the moment that I went online and I checked and it says you were randomly selected.
Wow.
Like, I still have chills because you realize, first of all, how powerful the law of attraction is.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it's, you're going to change the whole life. You're moving yeah. to a different country. You're
That's starting so new, good.
New life there. So it was like something very special for me. And after this moment, I felt so much powerful, yeah. like so much stronger because yeah. you know, like you really see that law of attraction work.
That's
and
amazing.
It showed me the love, you know, like for so many times, you know, like in like so many ways.
Yeah.
You just, law of attraction doesn't work without action. If you don't
Ooh, I
make
like that.
It work, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah.
You need to implement it in your life. Yeah. You know, you need to like to make it work, yeah. you know. But if you're like, and it's all coming yeah. to beliefs, everything coming yeah. to beliefs and what our blocks yeah. and limited beliefs are. And that's where, you know, like you cannot move forward if mm-hmm. you let your limited beliefs to dictate your, you know, like your future. You need to find way. I really encourage, you know, like whoever is watching, like to watch Law of Attraction, you know, like to understand a little bit better. And then like learning how our mind and subconscious and conscious mind works and like how the limited beliefs are really important. It's yes. very important. Important to understand that so you can like over you can reprogram your mind
yeah.
you can get rid of these limited beliefs and then you can build even better and
yeah.
bigger future for yourself.
Thank you so much, Daria. Thank you so much. Well, I that happened to me as well. Before I started this, I cried and cried, but then I had so much fear, and then now I'm doing this. It's crazy. However, yeah, 3 years. Okay, so where can they find you? Where can they still, you know, we have 1 minute, Daria, fast. Where can they okay. find you and how?
I think my best platform is Instagram. You okay. can follow us, Golden Bros, okay. On Instagram for permanent makeup.
Okay.
And then also we have Dark Case Official for okay. my skincare tools.
Okay.
And then Elle, do you want to share yours?
Share yours, Elle. Where can they yeah. find you in Australia? We have people that watches us from Australia.
Yeah, of course. So LED Cosmetic Tattooing on Instagram uh-huh. is probably my best platform as well.
Oh my God, thank you so much, girls. And don't Thanks, forget, guys. You will win this wonderful, wonderful from Darkie's Deep Facial giveaway on December 21st. I will, you know, DM us your special story. Inspiring story. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much, Daria. Thank you so much, Elle.
So much fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. And see you next week, Daria. Eyebrows.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. That is so inspiring. Remember that success isn't just about what you're able to achieve, it's also about what you're able to share with others. Take some time not only to build up your own dream, but also to inspire someone as well, like what we're doing. Thank you so much. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Next week, my favorite things and another very inspiring guest after that. So see you all next week. Love you, ladies. Bye. Korean love.